All right, Blake Baggett. I'm CNN, Wygant, it's Fox. Is that what I get from Tom?
That's kind of, yeah.
Right, okay. I'll take it, I guess. I don't know. Hey, we know your thumb kind of hurt you back today. How bad is it? How bad did it bother you? I guess, did you get a shot? Was it taped up? How'd you deal with it?
Just taped it up, and it's hard to tape it because you start taping it too much, and then you lose the feeling of the grip and everything else, and you can't move it. So you need to be able to move it, but also trying to brace it out. And just got an MRI on Monday scheduled, so we'll know the complete damage of what's been done. And I don't know if we did more damage by racing on it this weekend from last weekend, but we'll just kind of evaluate it, and we'll make sure we're at Millville no matter what.
Is it a case where you're holding on with your fingers now a little bit more to compensate, or could you not feel it out there on the track?
No, I mean, every bump, every drop off, every valley, normally I probably, jump farther or launch things farther than anybody. And yeah. I tried to keep the wheels on the ground as much as I could today and find smooth spots. And with doing that, I couldn't really ride like myself.
One thing you've got nailed down, though, is your starts, right? I don't know if you changed anything, but they've been pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's been good. So we got a few things that figured out. It was very simple. Something that everything else I felt like I was doing was good, and we just had to make one little change, and we're there every time. So that's going to play a big part into, hopefully that something will happen in the championship and we can make up a lot of points. And if we're up front every time, then that's just going to better our chances.
It's got to piss you off, though, because I remember some great rides by you at this place. You're good here normally. You got to just be so frustrated when the three goes by you and you're kind of powerless, huh?
Yeah, you don't have much fight, but at the same time, he's beat some of the best guys, in the world here. So it's, I would say, it's a long ways from where he's from, but this is probably his best track. And it is what it is. I come away with a 2-2, lose some points, but at the same time, the starts are good. So try to capitalize on any mistakes that will come our way for the rest of the season.
Marv's out front, second moto, riding really well. Are you just like, I got to get him ASAP type deal because the three is coming, or were you setting him up somewhere?
There must have been a bunch of French fans over there or something. He just took the hardest left I've ever seen, and went and seen those fans. Yeah. So it was it's a bummer to see him do that, but definitely glad I checked on him, make sure he's all right. Yeah. And it was maybe the fences are a little too close to the track. So
Ferrandis did really good today, so maybe something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but definitely that was a blessing in disguise for us. It helped me out, and I don't think that I had the speed to run him down. It was going to have to play on endurance and survival, and a bummer to see him go out like that, but definitely it helped us out for today.
All things considered, you'll take the 2-2 then, I guess, right?
Yeah, I'll take the 2-2.
All right, Steve Mathis, CNN. I'm out. Thanks.
You're out.